Washington Senators up north.
That's you, Harold.
Mm-hmm. The Bethlehems of you galaxy. Which uniforms were never cleaned? Second deck was just a big back porch.
That's right, Q-Man. Herb and Halsey in the booth. The atmosphere was always loose.
The pennant flag, she was waving in the breeze.
And if the cloud should come too near, we'd duck beneath and have a beer.
Right around the ballpark memories.
Before the Teflon bubble, that was baseball.
Before the Met was wobble.
Park the car and light the barbecue.
And sip another Frosty Schmidt 3-2.
Yeah, that was baseball.
Next week, Patrick will be back from his trip north, and we will have an all-new Monday Night Sports Talk. See you then.
Monday Night Sports Talk is brought to you in...
Yep, you only got one from the real Bill.
All right, let her rip.
My name's Willoughby, the real Bill. I act this way because I took a big film. I call when I'm angry and I call when I'm bored. Please take me to the Psycho Ward. Everybody says that I am a disgrace, but they don't know I was hit in the face. Hey, all you fakers, quit calling back. You're just trying to steal my lame ass.
Hold on.
From my Palm Chantemont, France. From the Tour de France bicycle race, and I must admit, there's two things I have to put off right off the bat. First of all, it's a wee bit hypnotizing just watching all these bikers go past hour after hour. It's got to be the most boring assignment I've ever drawn for the kahuna. Second of all, there's a wee crowd of people across the way chanting, bring back Slick, bring back Slick. I just wonder if you could tell me what it's all about.
That's good, Jack.
And where in France is this?
I can't find a pronouncing name because, as you know, the frogs are a bally different word for almost everything.
Yes, they do, Jack.
It's a pun.
Right.
You just kind of sit there and look at those wheels go by and kind of put you to sleep, though, right?
There goes another one, and another one after him is coming down the hill.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to give a wee analysis of your mind about the race.
Okay, briefly.
Some Italians favored to win.
What?
Some Italians favored to win.
Some Italian is favored to win.
I can't remember their names. They
right.
Same to me.
That's the analysis, though. What about the American, Eric Heiden? He's racing this year. Does he have a chance?
I think it ended today, actually. No, I don't know nothing about him. I just go into town.
Okay. Watch those wheels go
did
by.
Did you cover the British Open up at Turnberry?
I did.
That's your home court, isn't it?
They speak English up there, but I can't say I was all that impressed with golf.
Golf?
Aye.
Oh, well, for a Scottish man...
Not to be impressed with golf.
How could you not be impressed with golf?
Well, I don't know. I tried to play it, and, you know, I tried to play the game once. Cause
right.
I'm a great football player, but I kind of find adapt to find it or anything else. And I would have had a good time.
Yeah.
But the Bally Bulls.
Right.
Small of a kick.
Right, they are.
Right.
They are.
Okay, Jack.
There's another biker.
Okay.
Okay, Jack.
Thanks, Jack.
See you later.
We'll be right back.
KSTP Talk Radio weather calls for a 20% chance of a thunderstorm late tonight with partly cloudy skies, overnight about 60 degrees. For tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 85. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy again and again a 20% chance of a thunderstorm, 65 for the overnight low Tuesday night. And then on Wednesday, mostly sunny and warm, the high near 87. Right now, mostly sunny and 79 degrees.
They came from a brewery in Chippewa Falls and spread quickly throughout the land. They became known for their tasteful presence and satisfying manner, and today, they're more popular than ever before. This is Ray Scott, and they are the Tall Ones from Leinenkugel. The Tall Ones, long, tall, money-back bottles of Leinenkugel beer and Leine's Light, available in 12 packs and cases of 24 bottles from establishments throughout the area. Leinenkugel beer, the beer that proves great taste starts with the letter L, and Leine's Light, a natural light beer with a third less calories than regular beer. Both are brewed with the purest spring water in the world, and both are available in long, tall, money-back bottles. Try them. You'll like them. The Tall Ones in packs of 12 and cases of 24 from the Jacob Leinenkugel Brewing Company of Chippewa Falls. The Tall Ones, a great way to enjoy the big taste of Leinenkugel beer and Leine's Light.
We continue with the company challenge here at the Criterion Restaurant at 494 and 100 of the Southgate Building. This is Mike Edwards. three of the questions that I've just asked, and I'll give you the answers in just a couple of moments. They come from the funeral of President Kennedy. First of all, give me the name of the riderless horse that was in the cortege. We're also looking for the minister who presided at the service. And that was the question, question number two. Question number three, who sang the Battle Hymn of the Republic at President Kennedy's funeral? I'll give you those answers in just a moment. Those are some of the questions that we're asking this afternoon here at the Company Challenge as we play with Cats. They are computer-aided timeshare company from Eden Prairie. The Oz Agency Incorporated, they're an insurance firm, and they are right on the midway, right in the midway there. And American Hardware Mutual Insurance. All of the women from there are playing the Company Challenge. We're still not through at round three, so we don't have the winner yet, but we're playing for some very nice prizes. Prizes like Criterion Restaurant gift certificates and gift certificates to the Comedy Gallery at downtown Minneapolis, Scott Hansen's place, and also some very nice I Play the Company Challenge t-shirts from our good friends at Steichen Sports, Rice Street in Roseville. Let me give you the three answers. The name of the riderless horse, Blackjack. Who presided at the funeral of President Kennedy? It was Cardinal Richard Cushing. Richard Cardinal Cushing. And who sang the Battle Hymn of the Republic? It was Andy Williams. More questions? Come on down and join the fun right here at the Criterion Restaurant, 494 and 100 in the Southgate Building.
Every time you put your foot on your brake pedal to stop your 3,000-pound car, you put an incredible strain on your brake pads. So Sears installs non-asbestos brakes so durable, they're backed by Sears' lifetime limited wear-out warranty for as long as you own your car. But they won't put a strain on your budget. Just $59.99 installed for front disc axle on most American and import cars. Just $59.99.
There's more for your life.
We install confidence.
At Sears.
See warranty for details.
I want the listening public to know that I wasn't the one that said it was a wimp tornado, number one. And number two, I'm not going to go, I didn't say I'd go stand in it. I have respect for Mother Nature and nature's nightmare. And I furthermore point out to you or submit to you that had that tornado that you deign to call a wimp tornado hit a populated area, we have no notion
it
what could have happened.
It did hit some populated areas, and it took a roof off and tipped
over a barbecue grill. Just trying to stay clean with the listeners here.
It moved a house 18 inches. Did anyone see what a real tornado did in Barneveld, Wisconsin?
That took out a town. Took out a town.
20 years ago up there.
They don't have tornadoes like they used to.
No, it's a wimp tornado.
Well, what you may further wish to clarify yourself.
It scared the hell out of a family of chipmunks in Springbrook Nature Center, and I'm supposed to be apologetic.
And you will stay.
It might have tipped over a couple of trees, but it did hit some houses, and it hardly even ruined
Would you have stood in the middle of Springbrook Nature Center if the tornado was coming?
I said I stand in the middle of the freeway.
Why not Springbrook Nature Center? That's where it hit.
Might tip over a branch and land on my head.
Okay. Now we're getting somewhere. So you will admit that there is the possibility that this thing could have caused some trouble.
I'm telling you this. If that
I'll tell you what you're telling
if that
me.
That tornado would have hit the suburbs of Wilmer.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have even heard about.
What you're saying, what you really mean to say. Is you think it was a wimp tornado just because of the coverage it got.
That's right. It was the most overreaction by two newspapers just because Channel 11 had some film of it.
But the storm itself...
It was a nothing storm. It didn't do anything. We got 14 a year that do more damage than that. Right, every time
fine,
it snows,
that's
it
fine,
does
Pat.
More damage than that.
You're on.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
This is me and my answering machine.
Okay.
Hey, you know, I have to agree, it was the wimpiest tornado I've ever seen.
Thank you.
And in honor of that, I've got the wimpiest president we've ever had.
All right.
On tape, answering my phone.
It's going to be a Jimmy Carter rip, I can tell.
You got it.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Jimmy's a carpenter now.
Hello. The White House is empty now, but I promise to do the best I can to remember your name and number, and I promise to get back to you on my Lose Your Vote. Remember... Leave your name and number, and I'll be listening for you. Thank you very much. Appreciate what you did for me.
Thank you.
What do you think?
All right. Good.
Jimmy, the man.
Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome.
Jimmy, the man who had to fight off the killer rabbit.
Did you ever read a Harry Cruz novel?
Mm-hmm.
Have
He's
you?
That's crazy.
Well, you're one of the few that I know that ever has.
Mm-hmm.
I want a caller or two tonight that can call me and give me the titles of just two of Harry's books.
Okay.
I bet you we won't get a caller that has read Harry Cruz. David Alvin, you read Harry Cruz? I bet Jock has read Harry Cruz. He strikes me as the type who might read Harry Cruz.
I'm happy because I just stole
this Atlantic or this Harper's Magazine out of the salesman's office. Got a little bit in there by Harry Cruz.
Who publishes Harper's these days? Not the Carl's Empire anymore.
Well, I'll put it back if it is.
Let me look.
Who publishes Harper's now? Harper's Magazine is owned and published monthly by Harper's Magazine Foundation, Leon Botstein, chairman. Harper's Magazine Foundation, all rights reserved. It's been sold, in other words, by the Cowles
family. Quite a year, a few years ago.
Say, what should we do? 7:10, we're going to have everybody go to their windows and scream at the top of their lungs?
Yes.
Bring back Slick. 7:10 tonight, we want you to go. We want you to, you know, open up the windows, which should be open anyway, because it's one of the few days you don't need air conditioning today.
Well, there's no storm warnings yet.
No storm warnings, although if they do see a whirlwind somewhere in Anoka, we will see.
7:10, bring back Slick.
Bring back Slick.
You're on.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, Joe, you're overlooking the obvious here on this tornado.
I'm the one that's trying to remain rather quiet about it.
Because the tornado moved the house 18 inches off its foundation doesn't mean it's going to move racy.
Well, I said that he could stand in the middle of it.
And talk about fast action on the Lightning Kugel commercials. I mean, they changed those things in 1 week. I wish the governments could get
that. That's right. No more of that, friends. By the way, we have Liney hats, Liney T-shirts, and Liney serving trays, and we got to figure out a way to give some of them away.
We have them yet?
Yeah, we have.
I'm giving a Liney hat to anybody who can recite me the titles of some Harry Cruz books.
Two Harry Cruz books.
No, I want more than two, but two I'd give a hat to.
I'm going to lose there.
All right. Well, I don't feel bad. I mean, Harry isn't real widely read.
We got to give those away in the first hour because we supposedly have a surprise coming in the second hour.
We do?
Advertiser. I don't know what.
My roommate is calling here.
What?
Are we ever going to get another Dark Star report?
Oh, well, sure. The dark man was on the phone today, and he was giddy, and he was cackling.
This is before or after he read your column, Patrick?
He get the same Paul.
He saw it. He says he bought them all out. But he had three winners yesterday when nobody else had more than two, so he was cackling.
Okay.
He had his good old usual confidence back today. So look out for the dark man in the future. And the dark man is also extremely confident that there will be a managerial change before the start of the next homestand.
Well, judging by the quotes in Greg Wong's article, I can understand why.
Well, I think I've read a lot of stuff from a lot of managers, but that was about as close to something you'd read from Billy Martin as you're going to get.
I also like your article on that guy that's heading up the drug testing.
What do you think of that for?
It looks like one of the boys from Brazil grew up.
That's right.
That's a bad mug.
I don't want him looking at my body fluids. I know that.
I don't even want him looking at me, period.
No. He looks like he's awful serious about his work.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, guys.
Yep, thanks. Yeah. We got to take a break. We will return.
They came from a brewery in Chippewa Falls and spread quickly throughout the land. They became known for their tasteful presence and satisfying manner, and today they're more popular than ever before. This is Ray Scott, and they are the Tall Ones. From Leinenkugel, the Tall Ones, long, tall, money-back bottles of Leinenkugel beer and Leine's Light. Available in 12 packs and cases of 24 bottles from establishments throughout the area. Leinenkugel beer, the beer that proves great taste starts with the letter L. And Leine's Light, a natural light beer with a third less calories than regular beer. Both are brewed with the purest spring water in the world, and both are available in long, tall, money-back bottles. Try them. You'll like them. The Tall Ones in packs of 12 and cases of 24 from the Jacob Leinenkugel Brewing Company of Chippewa Falls. The Tall Ones, a great way to enjoy the big taste of Leinenkugel beer and Liney's Light.
This is Mike Edwards at the Criterion Restaurant at 494 and 100 in the Southgate Building. And for Monday Night Sports Talk, special couple of trivia questions here for the audience. And I will give you the answers in just a couple of moments. One, I will come back and tell you the answer. Who are the only two players to play every position in a single game? There were only two. Who was the youngest player to have hit 50 home runs or more in a single season? And who led the American League a record 8 times with singles only? That one I'll give you an answer in a little bit because we still haven't had the correct answer here on the floor. We are playing the company challenge this afternoon with Katz, with Oz Agency. They're an insurance company, American Hardware Mutual Insurance Company. And you can come on down and have some fun. And also, a little later on, after the company challenge, stick around and enjoy all the crab legs you can eat for only $11.95. Delicious crab legs. Here are the answers. The only two players to play every position in a single game, Bert Campaneris, Cesar Tovar. The youngest player to hit 50 or more home runs in a season Willie Mays, who led the American League a record 8 times with singles. Come back in a couple of minutes, and I'll give you that answer. This is Mike Edwards at the Criterion, 494 and 100 of the Southgate Building.
If you've been injured, you already know what it means to be in pain. And if you've tried to get back to work or to get compensated or just to get someone to listen and care, you know what other real pains an injury can bring. And so do we. We're Spicer, Watson, and Karp, a law firm that understands that frustrations, delays, and closed doors can cause more pain than the injury itself. We're here to relieve that pain and to get you the help and care you deserve by putting the law on your side. Call us at 341-4595 for a free consultation or free brochure. Spicer, Watson, and Karp Attorneys at Law, we take your injury personally.
KSTP Talk Radio.
You're on.
Yeah, Harry Cruz.
Yeah.
How about A Feast of Snakes?
Right.
And didn't he have one that was something like The Gypsy's Curse or Curse of the Gypsy?
No, no. You're on the right track. I can't think of the title.
Oh, well, that should be worth a hat then.
Jeez, that's a weak effort. Real weak effort.
There's one,
do you have these books in your home?
No, I don't.
That's not good enough for a hat.
I've read some of his articles, though. He did an excellent...
he used to do some stuff for Playboy.
Yes, and some for Esquire, too.
Yeah.
One that dealt with some Southern custom having to do with some kind of... I don't remember if it was rooster fights or what kind of a thing like that, but that was the latest thing I saw by him.
Yeah, I'm writing down the titles to myself.
Now, I got a question for you.
Sure.
At 7 o'clock tonight, when Kathleen Turner comes on Channel 9 and Body Heat...
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do? Are you going to listen to the radio or are you going to watch Body Heat?
I'm going to, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to listen to the radio, but I'm going to have The Hustler on TV on the other channel.
Ooh,
I've seen Body Heat a few times, and I haven't seen The Hustler since about 20 years.
That isn't bad. Take his name. Give the guy a hat.
I'm putting you on hold. Thanks. David, give the guy a hat. It was a week. Everybody's going to get a hat.
I'll do better next time. Thank
All
you.
Right. He's listening to us on the radio the second hour. You're on.
Hey, I thought this was sports talk. All you fellas talk about is the weather and some book.
Where have you been for the last three years?
Talking about Billy Gardner, pal.
Where have you been?
I know you are, but that's what I was trying to get in to talk to you fellas about. You know,
talk about it then.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying it. I can't see where changing a manager is going to make a hell of a lot of difference.
Neither can I, but...
Even if Slick was here...
It's not going to make a hell of a lot of difference, so why not have a guy who's got some personality in the job?
Well, I agree with you on that. And why do they always go out in the far reaches to pick up a manager when they've got a lot of managers right in the locality that make a damn good manager, right in the organization?
Okay, who would you recommend?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, I can't see him firing any manager. I think that they ought to get rid of some of these million-dollar babies they got on the team that they pamper and make them play ball. Either play ball or get rid of them.
What would you do with Davis and Hatcher? Davis is making $725 and Hatcher's making $600, and they're both worthless. What would you do?
Well, Davis should have gone years ago, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
And Hatcher, I think... If he played regular all the time, he might have a possibility.
Look at those numbers.
Yeah, I know, but he hasn't played that much.
Oh, he's had, I'll look at the paper right here. He's had plenty of at-bats.
Well, lately, but I mean, look back last
You're
year.
You're one of those guys who likes his personality. He might be a nice guy, but he can't play.
Well,
even when he hit 320, he didn't do you any good. Pat, why are you yelling?
Hey, you don't have to yell. I'm not deaf.
Yeah.
What I was just saying is the first thing you do is you want to lop the head off of a manager, and when you got a bunch of prima donnas, what the hell are you going to do?
You can't get rid of all the players, though, buddy.
I agree that, but geez, there should be somebody there with a little iron hand that can say, hey, fellas, we're gonna win some games here.
Listen, Minnesota's not the iron hand kind of place.
Yeah, well, I thought that when Carl took over that he'd be damn sure they'd do it.
I think Carl's just bewildered.
Well,
he don't care. He wants the football.
I agree with you on that.
Okay.
Okay,
thanks.
Fellas.
Hatcher, 185 at-bats.
That's not many at-bats.
238 batting average. Here's the good stat. 44 hits, 54 total bases.
Ooh. Oh. That's not a lot of total Bs.
Not for 44 hits.
You're on.
Hello.
Yeah.
See, now that would have never happened at the Big Monster.
No, because it would there'd
would
be a buzzer and it'd be a warning.
Flipped off the computer screens.
Yeah. You're on. that wouldn't have happened either.
Oh, no, they would have followed him, had his license plate.
Right, and there'd be a computer profile of the guy, and they would say, this guy's going to do something goofy, because that would be his history, and you'd get rid of him. See?
Either that, or they would send a little dust scrapper over there with napalm in it. Get him out of Minnesota.
You're on.
Yeah, I heard your plea on the way home, and I stopped at the church and lit a candle for Slick.
All right. Good. Good.
But if we don't replace him soon, I'm going to go broke at 25 cents a pop.
For the candles?
Yeah.
I don't know. Did you, Ray has had it. Ray's gone off the deep end. He's turned into an incoherent, babbling Twinkie.
Too many luck.
I didn't read Wong's article, but it sounds like he copped out on that one.
Now, I can read you the dialogue right here. I got it in front of me.
Don't yell it, though. Just calm.
Well, I turned my head from a mic. I figured I had a screen.
Jeez.
Where is it? Davis, I just don't understand, Miller said. He was throwing 91, but it was down the middle of the plate, and they were hitting it. Something's wrong. He's got to change something. The pitching coach has to get him straightened out.
That's what you are, Ray!
When asked how Davis could be helped, Miller said, ask the pitching coach.
Unbelievable.
When asked what he could do to help Davis, Miller snapped, I'm not the pitching coach.
It's not my job.
No, I don't have to help him.
I had a quick question. I was having a very difficult time staying awake during yesterday's game.
Mm-hmm.
And I woke up and they'd lifted Pastore after, seems like, 3 1/3 or 3 2/3 without a hit.
Apparently he has a sore back.
Uh-huh. I couldn't think of why in the name of the Blue-Eyed Sleeping Sisters they would have pulled him.
He was probably making one of those leg kicks in his karate workout, and and that's what happened.
Hey, is Herbie going to give up a paycheck?
For what?
He said the first time Heaton pitched as well as he did and lost 1-0.
That's right.
He said he's going to give up a paycheck. And now Heaton came and did it again, pitched a hell of a game. Now Herbeck's got to give up his paycheck.
That's a good point. You're the only guy who picked up on that. Neither of the ball writers picked up on
it. Well, don't credit me with that. I've heard it somewhere.
No, he said that after the first game.
I know he did.
You're the first guy to remind him of it.
Well, I want to see Herb hand Heaton the check.
I think we ought to call Detroit and
Let's do it. Let's ask one of the ball writers. Let's call. You got the Twins guide. You got Tiger Stadium number.
Okay, we'll see you.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. Bye.